agriculture at the side of, at the sides of the ballroom, so feel free to stand up and ask a question.
Where's Lazo?
Yeah.
Okay, right over here to the right. Your question?
Hi. Do you enjoy writing political type of pieces more, or writing things more like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I much prefer to write things like Fear and Loathing.
Yeah!
Not so much writing it, it's about following it. It's an addiction. It's like gambling on cockfights or football. I enjoy following politics, but the idea now of going out on the campaign trail and covering every primary from now until June is, to me, really horrifying. But the interest in the, it's almost a reverse interest. I'd like to see Gary Hart upset Mondale, for instance. Under different circumstances, it would be possible for Gary to win in New Hampshire. He has a McGovern problem, which is justifiable. Anytime George McGovern runs for president, he has my vote. He's the, human people I've ever run across in politics. But I don't think George has a chance of being a nominee. Gary does have a long shot chance. But in reality, I think we're looking at Mondale as a candidate, if only because of the primary process, which is going to make it difficult to change things after New Hampshire and that Super Tuesday. So, outside of the excitement, I think the real issue of this election is beating, you can get a rating out of all this. The president is the issue. I think for entirely selfish reasons, even for the young fascistly and the fascisti here. That's what we're talking about. And I don't even take it personally. I just, I'm not sure what kind of position I would be in if it were proven to me and obvious that an aggressive, kind of fruit-like, atavistic behavior by this country was maybe the best and most successful way to go. Profits would be up, everybody would roll over and hide from us, and then all the rest of the world respected us like they respect the dollar. But I believe there's a difference. I don't think people are, Arabs are buying dollars over here just because they like us. It's, I think the example of Syria in the Middle East, which just decided to take us on. There was a, sometime in the past year or so, there was a meeting somewhere, probably in Damascus, and somebody said, well, those people are not as dangerous as we thought they were. Let's blow up their embassy. Let's blow up the Marines. Let's kill the president of Lebanon. That's what they do. And someone gambled and won. The rest of the world has not done that. And I think four more years of that could get us in the kind of trouble I don't really think we want, whatever kind of political persuasion we have. I believe that having the New Jersey the battleship over there shelling civilian areas with 16-inch guns is right or wrong. It's something we can put aside for the moment. But I think it's a bit of a stupid and dangerous thing to do. I don't think you can fight wars in the Middle East without being at least competent. Everything we've done over there has been a hideous joke. Carter raid on Iran where the helicopters crashed into each other. People were flying alive in the air. Just embarrassing. And I think that just as a, even the stock market recognizes the ineffective nature of the blundering around and pulling it out of the pulling Marines out and flying them under the President Hyde and the Senate Barbell. These are all small things, I'm sure you've heard of. But it would be funny if it only lasted for a week or so. But the idea that this this giddy old man is going to run amok after he's reelected. And we have to also face the fact that the Republicans don't need Reagan once he gets reelected. Right now, he can do anything he wants. He can wander around in a jockstrap and do that. Why, they would be in serious trouble if Reagan's temper or senility got out of control. Because they wouldn't get elected. They did not elect George Bush on that sort of platform. I doubt the Bush in front of him. He's the one who called Reaganomics voodoo economics a long time ago. Everything that has been said about Reagan, or is being said, has really been said before, and by people in his own party. But I really do think it's alarming that the change that will occur once and if he gets reelected. At that point, you see a whole shift in priorities. The party doesn't need him. He doesn't need the party. And I think it would be an orgy of profit-taking of some sort. With the assumption that probably a Democrat would win anyway the next time around. So it would be a sort of barricading the White House off and the Treasury Department and looting it. massive profits, variety of wars with the Nicaragua. And Mexico was being mentioned more and more as a possible target. Should agree with that? They paid those bastards. They caused us enough trouble. Well, the Russian ambassador to the country mentioned missiles in Mexico. I heard this on TV one Sunday morning. Kind of a shock to hear a Russian speaking very rationally about missiles in Mexico. I was thinking, where in Mexico now? And there's a difference between Tijuana and Veracruz. I think that's, Canada. We haven't done duo with Canada either. The Prime Minister came out of the White House and talked about his peace initiative. And the White House leaked a sort of backstairs statement that he was really a degenerate dope fiend anyway.
Yeah.
And they wanted nothing to do with his peace plan because he was a freak, fool, and they said a smoker of dope. Great man. I like him, but I think he has been a good Prime Minister. I vote for Trudeau, I think. Yeah, I wish he were president of this country.